because the root thing will go away.
Right. The others are minor.
But for Tulsi, the preference will not go.
No.
It is
permanent?
Eternal, permanent. But flower, not.
Very clear. As you said, if we took Nityananda and Balaram as our guru, they could never tell us this.
Why? How could they?
But the living guru is telling us.
But when they will be in very
high
class, then they will tell us.
Yesterday.
So Shikshaguru is needed.
Yesterday, one devotee told me that they were collecting so much to have this project. And she said that they put it on the name of TBC. She said, now we feel so sorry because actually we want to give it to Narayan Maharaj. This whole farm community.
What they collected?
Collected money for many years.
They collected?
Yeah, so much
they
money.
They gave?
Just to buy the building. But now they put it on name of TBC. And now she said, we made a big mistake.
Oh.
We should have put it on our own name and we could give it to Narayan Maharaj.
That should think like this. But I have nothing to take and all these things, only to give. No condition, no money, nothing. I'm satisfied by Brinda, not nothing.
You said that all their temples are your temples anyway.
Yes.
Otherwise,
we don't like Brajanath. We want only Brinda.
No, we want Gopinath, you said the other day.
Oh, Brajanath. Gopinath is also crooked. But my Brinda is so. Because he serves Shyamran.
Shyamrani Kakurani. I want to serve Shyamran.
I will get out Brajanath from there. From that place.
Where
Shyamran and Sitara.
Go out of. At once? Go out.
Yes. Go out.
Go out of the car.
Never to
come. I will ask my uncle to help me.
Go out.
So many devotees wanted to meet with me. Alone, what I am.
Yeah.
And so many wanted to take initiation. I told that not now. I don't want to make any problem. They wanted to give up his phone. Their rules, how to make a problem for me.
I think
some person will come and
so much trouble will be there for you.
Those who are still feel very strong, I gave only the boys to make that impression.
What do you mean you gave them what?
Impression.
Why these children?
Huh?
Yes,
I gave Harinam there. Very little boys. Only that is, they should have a faith in this.
Encouragement.
I know that encouragement. And that maybe if they are telling one, uttering one name. Ajamil named her son Narayan. First name is so much. But not like Brinda or Brinda Baneshwar.
We will go to Michael 7.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Kundarik was sleeping, but I
wake him up.
Yes, perhaps not that late in night, only up to 5 and 30.
He was cleaning everything.
Let us. It should be given, and you should all sit very easily. You can also sit on chair, no harm.
He is the disciple of Swami Maharaj.
What? Oh, it is okay. Very good. I honor them. I want to honor them.
The disciples of Swami Maharaj wants to honor all of them. To honor, to respect.
Anything to discuss?
He has
so many questions.
In Mayapur, he mentioned briefly how the process of Diksha, it has five stages. And I was wondering if you could speak something.
It is so confidential, only for pure devotees. Those who want to progress very soon. So Guru gets this very secretly. When Guru gives mantra, then he gives some relation to the deity in mantra. So we should know who is that deity in mantra. And what is the meaning of the word there? Relating the sambandha, relation with that deity in mantra. Then Nyas. My worshipable deity is in mantra. I am offering myself there. Nyas. Then thirdly, prapatti. To that very deity in mantra. We will tell that. We are very fallen. We are nevertheless. We don't know when we will die. Always busy for any problem. No? You can solve only in this world. So I am taking your shelter. No? This thing. Prapatti. And then Saranagati. There are six kinds of Saranagati. I am taking your shelter forever. You are so powerful. You are so merciful. So the things, the ideas, the teachings, which are helpful for bhakti, we will adopt. The association, Guru and Vaishnava, who are all helpful for us, for that deity in mantra, we will adopt. And those who are not helping, we should give up very strongly. If there is anything not favorable, eating, drinking, society, anything is not helpful for that, we should at once pause. But give up. And those who are helping, we should adopt it. Especially those who are not bhaktas, those who are mayavadi, and those who are very much vishayi. Vishayi, you know?
Depends on the oil.
We should be far away from these two. Where I live, if there is fire, very big fire is there. But any vishayi house is there, I will not go there to take shelter. It is better to die there, to burn there, but not going anywhere. Especially those who are always integral to men or women, not in right way, we should not meet them. Understand what I am telling? We should think the woman like my mother, sister and daughter. We should not joke or anything doing with them. This is not proper. No? So we should give up all these things very strongly. Two things. Three, anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vivarjanam rakshasya titi viswaso. Krishna will surely save me in this whole world. No one is there that you can save me. But Krishna will save. To know this. Rakshasya titi viswaso gosipti varanam yatha. Krishna will support and nourish me. Surely. Worldly persons, father, mother, wife, husband, children may give up us. But Krishna never. And he is so powerful. Vishwaso gupte se varanam yatha atman shepa. Myself, my house, my wife, my husband, my children, my wealth, my reputation, my all the articles, all the things involved that I possess. Now I am not master of all these things. Only Krishna is master of this. I am offering in the Lord. And actually not by verbal or word, by words only. This is Saranagati. So Saranagati. And then Atmanivedan. Last is Atmanivedan. In Saranagati, Atmanivedan is somewhat unseen, partly, not fully. But in Atmanivedan, we will realize what is Atma. And then we can offer our body, mind, speech, all the senses in the lotus feet of Krishna and Sarva. This is Atman. Five things are in Diksha. If a guru gives, he should give all these things to his disciples. And disciples should take it. and then Diksha will be complete. If he does. So Diksha is like a course of so many days, so many years, so many births. So if anyone following these things very strongly, quickly he will have. He will enter in the bhakti realm. Otherwise, it will take so long time. Anyone observe always in Vishaya?
Worldly matter.
What to think, what to take in evening, tomorrow? How we will maintain our life? No belief on Krishna that Krishna is supporting and nursing. Then no saranagati at all. There are so many responsibilities. So many. How I can always chant and remember? Are your responsibility now? Give it to Krishna. This is Atmanivedan. And be free. Atmanivedan tuha padekari hainu parama sukhi. Chinta dure gelor. Dukkha dure gela. Chinta narahila. If I am surrendering myself in the Lord's feet of Krishna and Gurudev, then I am happy for all liabilities and all kinds of
responsibility.
Give on Krishna. He is so much powerful. Quickly, in a moment, he will do. You cannot do anything. When you are in the womb of your mother, what responsibility was there? And when at once death will come, where will be your responsibility to realize this thing? Don't do any kind of worldly desire. If anything coming, be satisfied. Try to bhoglo. If any suffering, sorrow comes, don't worry. Try to take it. That due to my past impressions, karmas, they have come. I will have to take it whether gladly or ungladly. I will have to bhog karna padega.
Tolerate it. Accept.
Like that. Accept it. You should know also that who are chanting, remembering, why sufferings are coming to them? By one chanting, all suffering, sorrows should go away, but not going now. They are suffering. Oh, all has gone, but Krishna has kept something that he should have life, and he should proceed in chanting, remembering. So Krishna has mercifully kept it. Their suffering and sorrows are very anandamaya.
Pull up, please, sir.
Anandamaya. No dukkha at all.
No.
When the cloth of Draupadi was taken out by Dushasana and he was dragging the cloth, why she was weeping? She was worried, you know, very worried for that. No, don't think like that. She was playing a drama. That whole world should see that if anyone sincerely calls him, Krishna will come and say, like me. So she was playing a drama like play. She was Mahalakshmi. She is the aunt of manifestations of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna used to tell her, Sakhi Sakhi. So don't think like that. You know that birth has come to three births. Like
Harin,
Diya.
Diya. And after that, Brahmin bought like mad.
Yes, sir.
No? But he was playing a role only. Actually, he has nothing to teach world. That even from bhavavastha, a man can go down, like me. So don't try to be like Bharat Maharaj. Oh, he is dying, I should help. You can help, it is not bad. But don't be attached. He was attached, this was his fault. Understand? To save that person, dear, was not bad. He was saying that he is drowning and dying. He saved that. But he
became
attached. That is his fault. Understand? If anyone is in any suffering, sorrow, and you can do like this. If any man, any husband has died and wife is weeping, or wife has died, husband is weeping, or any son is died, so on, are weeping. Nag can go there and
console them.
No harm. But he will not attach. To attachment is very good. Oh, your husband has done died. Don't worry. I will support you. You can treat me like your husband, no harm. Now I am your husband and nothing, none, don't worry. Oh, this is as that. Don't do like this. Understand? Don't do like this. If needy person, you can give anything. But don't be attached to that. A dog was very hungry. I gave something to that. And that dog used to come daily. Don't be attached. Otherwise, you will have to eat dog in next year. Next. Don't attach to a cow. Other, like Bharat Maharaj, you will be cow. Don't be attached. You can give anything, Mahaprasadam, and help anyone. You see, I have looked that so many devotees which are not matured in devotional line. They go to ladies to help in any way. Oh, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they became very attached. And after that, he attached. And then both go to heaven. Don't do that. You can help anyone. Ladies also. But don't be attached. Anything is of Krishna. All wealth is of Krishna. Don't be attached. You can take whole wealth of the whole world and give by that service to Krishna, to devotees. No harm. It will not attachment. And if you are saying that all thing is bogus, we should not do anything. Like Thakurji, what is the use of keeping Thakur? Thakurji never takes anything. He is a statue mere of copper or golden or wooden or anything. Nothing to do. And it is maha dangerous. We should not think like this. Hari Sambandhi Vastuna Pratyago Eva Mamushobi Pratyago Vairagyam Phalgu Iti Kathyate. Those things which are related to Krishna are devotees. They should not be given up. They should be honored. And these, if you are giving this like Mayavadi, Advaitvadi, oh, it is material, it is material, it is. Mahaprasad is also a material thing. Then that will be very often. And anything, you should not think that I am master of anything. Who is master? Krishna is supreme. And he is master of us. We are servants, you are servants. My wife is servant, my children are servants. So I should honor them. I should protect them. In this way.
In Kalina Kapaturu, in the beginning, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says he worships his Diksha Guru and many Shiksha Gurus. And he says that the Shiksha Guru is more important than Diksha Guru. This is translation. Can you explain that?
You know, you should explain, I will hear.
I've been waiting for many months.
I know you are a tricky person.
No.
Very tricky.
He will try some more tricks.
I don't believe in blacks. Yes, sir.
I've been waiting to ask this question for a long time.
He's trying again. Again, he's trying.
But you know, you should explain, then I will correct anything.
You've explained that that the Diksha Guru, that he's manifestation of Krishna. One is Krishna Sarup.
Guru Krishna Rupa Hanashastra.
Krishna Rupa Hanashastra Shastriya Praman. Guru Krishna Kripa.
Current Bhakta Rupa.
Current Bhakta
Gan.
Krishna Sarup. Guru Krishna Rupa Han. Shastriya Praman. And another. Shikshaguru, Krishna Swarup, Shikshaguru. One Swarup is Guru and Swarup is Shikshaguru. Guru Rupa Krishna Karan, Kripa Karan, Bhakta Gane.
So the Diksha Guru is Krishna Rup and the Shiksha Guru is Krishna Swarup. So, in analyzing the two, the Rup and the Swarup, the Shiksha Guru, he helps one to go deeper into understanding the mood. Whereas the Diksha Guru, he may reveal the root. So Rudev has explained that the Shiksha Guru, that even though both are same, but that the Shiksha Guru, then he helps one to go deeper in one's understanding one's relationship with Krishna.
I should sit down. I know that in a tree, two leaves cannot be equal in all respect. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
But in a tree, in a branch, there are lakhs and lakhs leaves. But actually, one leaf cannot be equal in all respect to others. There must be some difference. In this whole world, there are lakhs and lakhs of human beings. No? It may be that two brothers coming from same womb at a time. Their appearance is like same. But there should be must any difference in their tune, in their merits, in their looking, in their character. Some anywhere difference in body, and inequality. Must be differential. So Siksha and Guru, Diksha Guru cannot be equal in all respects. Never. There should be some inequality in Krishna realization in bhakti. No? Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami are all qualified and association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur is just like so. No? But so much difference. Haridas Thakur, really he is Acharya of Nam, Namacharya. And all know that he was very near and dear to Mahaprabhu. No? But he was Brahma or Prahlad Maharaj. Rupa Goswami, he was also associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? In age he was some junior. So Haridas Thakur also used to take Rupa Goswami as his son. No? But in both, who is superior? In all respect, Rupa Goswami. When he will come and he will touch the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur will bless him, give his blessing. But yet, in devotion line, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, very near and dear. No? It may be in lakh thousand years, but Haridas Thakur may be like that, to take the lotus dust of Srila Rupa Goswami. But yet, we honor both. No? So in Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, like your Diksha Guru is Gaur Govinda Maharaj. No? Take Swamiji like your Siksha Guru. Do you consider it?
Yes.
Like your Siksha Guru?
Yes.
Swamiji?
Yes.
Because you read his books?
Yes.
You adopt his teachings? And you know that Gaur Govinda Maharaj follows Swamiji.
Yes.
You know. So he is so much senior to Gaur Govinda
yes.
Maharaj. So your Diksha Guru is junior to Siksha Guru.
Yes.
Understand this? But if Gaur Govinda Maharaj your Diksha Guru and any devotee, his disciple, very qualified, but not like him, and you are thinking that he is my Siksha Guru, then Siksha Guru is junior. No? So you will have to consider all these things. But if you think that I am reading the books of Rupa Goswami and I like him more, I want to follow him, he is my Siksha Guru. No? Like Krishna Karnamitkar, Kavi Karnapur, Billamangal. He has accepted Krishna like Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru,
Siksha Guru, Bhagavan, keeping Samoli.
He is Siksha Guru. So we can consider that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Siksha Guru, Rupa Goswami is Siksha Guru. And your Gurudev is
Diksha
Guru. Then who is senior? Who is supreme?
Siksha Guru.
Siksha Guru. So you should consider like this. It depends on the quality and the devotion of that devotee. So you should consider like this. if my Shiksha Guru is more qualified, then we should think that he is more senior. But yet my Gurudev has taken this Shikha to us in Krishna consciousness. So I will have to offer Dandavat Pranam and everything first, then Shiksha Guru I mean. Who is really Guru? Who only gives the mantra here, but nothing else. And after that, sometimes he falls down. Or not falls down, but he does not become very high class of devotee. I think that Guru is he. We can accept his teachings, his career, his all moods, and we are following him and try to follow them, his teachings, his career, character, moods, then he is Guru. Actually he is Guru. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has first told that Eis Chhay Guru Shiksha Guru Ji Amar. These are six. Rup Sanatan Bhattara Gunan Siji Gopal Bhatta Das. They are my Shiksha Guru. But he has not clearly written that who is his Shiksha Guru. Has he done? Don't know. Who was the Shiksha Guru of Rup and Sanatan Goswami? Who was? When he gets sacred thread or anything and mantra to them? Never. But they took always and followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they have written that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like Gurudev. Both. So, if a devotee is attached or has something, wants to follow his mood, and actually taking everything, some whole thing from him, he's good.
Maharaj, some devotees claim that they are Prabhupada's followers because they actually speak up, I don't need to be initiated.
What more?
Some devotees say they accept the instructions of Swami Maharaj, and they say, I do not need Diksha Guru.
No need Diksha.
I will just follow.
This is quite wrong. It is quite against Shastra. A living Guru should be there.
Diksha
Guru or Shiksha Guru, both. But Shiksha Guru, we can take like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Rupa Goswami, no harm. But there should be living. Otherwise, why Narad has taken everything from anyone, but he accepted Brahma to be Guru? Why bad things? And he took Diksha from Narad Goswami? In our line, we see why there must. But for higher class of devotees, we cannot consider like these worldly systems and rules and regulations. Like Haridas Thakur has no Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. He took Advaita Acharya like Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but actually
There was no
fire sacrifice or anything like this. So by whom we are attracted, he can be our Shiksha Guru, no harm. And in Bhagavat Parampara, as you are telling, it may be in Bhagavad Parampara. But in Shishya Parampara or Guru Parampara, a Guru must be there. Nitya Leela Pravishti Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. But I have taken Shikha from so many Prabhupada disciples, like Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad, Swamiji, Shoti Maharaj, Jajaur Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Despuri Maharaj,
Giri Maharaj,
Giri Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj. I treat them like me. But in among Sikhya Guru, one should be prominent. And if Sikhya Guru has given everything, like me, he gave my Sikhya also, Diksha back, both. So my main Diksha Guru and Sikhya Guru. Diksha Guru is, and main Sikhya Guru is my Gurudev. But I have taken, collected so many Sikhya from others also. Also I treat Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada my Sikhya Guru, Srimad Bhagavatam my Sikhya Guru, Chaitanya Charitamrita my Sikhya Guru, no other. Like Avadhut,
Dattatreya.
He has 24 Gurus, Sikhya Guru. What?
So if
when drama will be? No drama? This is drama?
This is very nice. If Diksha Guru is superior to, say, one prominent Shiksha Guru, but the Shiksha Guru actually gives most of the, actually teaching gives everything. So
where is the prominency of Shiksha Guru? In this world, when we are initiated by any guru, qualified guru, no? Then it may be that there are some more disciples also. So he has no time, so much time, always to associate. And also there is a reason that we have some regard for our Gurudev, Diksha Guru, because we do Sashtanga Pranam to him. We cannot laugh, we cannot joke to our Diksha Guru in front of. But Diksha Guru qualified like him, it may be that more qualified by Diksha Guru, but we have no such regard for that. And we can embrace him, we can joke him, we can ask so many questions that we cannot ask from our Gurudev. No?
Yeah.
Like, what was the relation with Lalita to Krishna? And what was the relation to Roop Manjari, or how they are serving? We cannot directly ask this question to Diksha Guru, very hardly. What is called Bilas? What is called Raman? What is called service? These questions cannot be given. Very high. But Diksha Guru, in a joke we can ask him, sometimes we can embrace him, sometimes we can take his lotus feet, and he will quarrel that, oh, why you are taking? Like dhasta dhasti, you know? Fighting. With Diksha Guru, everything. We can give very, like a friend, but to Gurudev is very hardly to be here like Gurudev. We'll have to keep some regard and honor. Also with Diksha Guru, same thing, but heart,
more intimacy.
Like father and uncle. If uncle is younger, so much younger, then We think like brother. But father, we cannot think like brother. Not playing with father. You can play with uncle. I don't know here in Western countries, but in India it is like so. So, we Shiksha Guru, we can open our heart very easily, but Diksha Guru it is very hard. Any qualified devotees can do like that. So, these are some differences.
I think that Bindu Madhava Prabhu, he has brought some of his friends.
Yes, he can come.
He wants to introduce them maybe.
Yes, you can introduce. You can come here. Keeping this aside and you went straight and I was very worried that where he is gone. And seeking no trace of
Bindu
Madhava Prabhu. Only Bindu was there, but not Madhava was there.